Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Hisa. Batting third. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Parsons. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Bry. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Woodson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Woodson. And now, play ball. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaHood. Carew reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry takes first base on ball four. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald takes first base on ball four. Bry moves to second. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Bry moves to third. Mitterwald moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew takes first base on ball four. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 0-for-1 in the game. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Scott steals second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Woodson, and towards Carew, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Heise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tovar moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Thompson scores. Carew moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 0-for-2 in the game. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodson strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaHood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bry. LaHood reaches second base with a double. Briggs moves to third. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Voss pinch hits for Rick Auerbach. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Bill Voss. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs scores. LaHood scores. Porter moves to second. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Ron Theobald pinch hits for Earl Stevenson. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Ron Theobald now playing second base. Bob Heisa now playing shortstop. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 3 in the game. Heisa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ferraro pinch hits for John Briggs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on LaRoche. Scott moves to second. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a fly ball into center field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Maughton pinch hits for Joe LaHood. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Ferraro now playing third base. George Scott now playing first base. Brock Davis now playing left field. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Darwin strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for George Mitterwald. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Conigliaro moves to second. One out. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. Conigliaro moves to third. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 4 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 4 in the game. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferraro is called out on strikes. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 4 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanders covering, for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bry takes first base on ball 4. Jim Nettles pinch hits for Phil Roof. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Granger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Granger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bry moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Ratliff pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Theobald. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Thompson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 5 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 5 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 5 in the game. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 5 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Bry takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferraro strikes out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Porter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 6 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 4 for 5 in the game, with three singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carew is walked intentionally. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Carew moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ray Corbin now pitching. Ken Brett pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 6 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 6 in the game. Hisa is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Colburn now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 6 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 3 walks. Braun strikes out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 3 in the game. Ferraro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dempsey for a passed ball. Davis moves to second. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3 for 7 in the game, with 3 singles. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 7 in the game. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew is walked intentionally. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 5 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 6 in the game. with a walk. He's got one RBI. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Theobald is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 7 in the game. Braun hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and three walks. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bry moves to second. Two outs. Dan Monson pinch hits for Ray Corbin. Dan Monson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Gebhard now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 7 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 7 in the game. Heisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 4 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ferraro moves to second. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 4 for 8 in the game, with four singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 7 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 4 for 5 in the game, with three singles, a double, and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 19, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Porter strikes out. One out. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bry, who is chasing the ball. Colburn reaches third base with a triple. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks, Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gebhard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 8 in the game, with a single. May is walked intentionally. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1 for 8 in the game, with a single. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 19, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 6 in the game. With two walks, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hysa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 7 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Darwin hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 8 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and 3 walks. Bry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 20, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 5 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 20, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott pinch hits for Bob Gebhard. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 4 for 9 in the game, with 4 singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hysa scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 21, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Norton now pitching. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 8 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 6 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 21, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-8 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 4-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Carew reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-7 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-8 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 22, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bert Blyevan now pitching. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single and a walk. May bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Theobald moves to second. One out. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1-for-9 in the game, with a single. Hysa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott is walked intentionally. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-6 in the game. Ferraro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Theobald scores. Scott moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 22, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lonborg now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-9 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and 3 walks. Bry bunts towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Braun moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dempsey bunts towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to third. Bry moves to second. One out. Eric Soderholm pinch hits for Bert Blyevan. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive towards third. Ferraro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 4 for 10 in the game, with 4 singles. Tovar is walked intentionally. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 9 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.